Get informed. Get empowered. Get on point with David Dominguez. David focuses on community topics, providing you with the information you need to make informed decisions. Now, let's get on point with David Dominguez.
Good Saturday morning, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. This morning's guest, we have David Swoop, which typically I tee him up as this show ends. Of course, you guys have always heard me say to stay tuned to David Swoop, New Mexico Motorsports Report. And this morning, our guest, David, and sitting right next to David is Spencer Hill. This morning, we're going to be talking about somewhat of, I thought, a creative way of giving to those who are in need in our community. And we're at that time of the year where, you know, it's the giving season, right? And so there are those who are unfortunately less fortunate than a lot of us and who need a little more than some of us. And of course, with the onset of COVID, sometimes we're all to some degree affected and dipping into needing, whether it's, groceries, whether it's just support through a phone call. There's a varied amounts of different needs. Of course, with weather getting colder, there's needs for heating and I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But this morning, we're going to talk about really a creative way to reach those needs. And David and I, you and I were speaking prior to the show, and I thought when we spoke, the idea of giving to homeless individuals in this manner was very, very creative. But I want to tee it up for you, and I don't want to give it away. But tell us a little bit about Advanced On-Site Protection Security. Now, as the name suggests, it's a security company that you guys are working with, but it just goes a little bit beyond security for businesses and for individuals in the community.
Well, thank you, one, for having us on your fabulous show. That, quite honestly, a lot of times I'm hearing about half of it in my ear while I'm trying to get ready for my show.
Right.
But anyway, working with Gil Chavez, who's the owner of On-Site Security Protection Services, AOPS, basically. A lot of times you see their vehicles around town with the security on demand on their vehicle. And Gil is very innovative, a former military, a former police, worked with other security companies locally. But his way of dealing with the homeless that they interface with all day, every day, you know, with their security officers, comes from his Christian faith, comes from his background of treating people with humanity and respect. Because as you know, a very silent population we have in the city, right. Sometimes less silent because you see them on the corner and they're, you know, when you pull up with your vehicle, and everything. But for the most part, I mean, a lot of people that are having to deal with the cold that like you said, kind of in your open there that, are really dealing with the cold. But the way he and his staff have gone about it is, to humanize them.
Right.
So a lot of times when they'll approach someone, because, you know, they're represented by the company and, you know, we have some homeless people, which is making our clients or our customers feel uncomfortable, is they'll approach him with, a sack lunch or a bottle of water and basically say, hey, you know, would you please, move on? But here's something.
Right.
From us. And so I've actually seen it firsthand. I mean, it was just a couple of weeks ago. I was sitting at the intersection at, San Mateo and Academy. And there was a homeless person that had a roll, you know, had a, you know, a cart and they had stuff in it. But yet she wasn't with her cart. She was kind of a little agitated, like she was trying to get across the street. And I was really, you know, concerned. It's like, oh, geez, she's going to walk into traffic. She's going to get hit. She's going to get hurt.
Right.
You know, so I was kind of like, you know, I was kept my car where it was because it's like, well, I'm going to hold back all the people behind me that are in a hurry because, you know, Albuquerque traffic, people are in a hurry.
Absolutely.
I got my show because of the way I drive locally. So anyway, long story short is I look up and I see in the turn lane a security on demand car. With the graphics, and I was like, oh, I know those guys, you know.
Yeah.
And then the traffic breaks, and she scampers across the walk and walks up to the car. And the gentleman reaches out, hands her a sack lunch and a bottle of water. And I'm like, I just witnessed it.
That
I just witnessed it firsthand. I saw it. And I mean, if that wasn't enough, seeing the smile on her face when she turned and walked across. I mean, because a lot of times you see them, they've been out there. I mean, they've been in the sun, they've been in the rain, they've been, you know, and to just see the look on her face. And I was like, I get it. I get what Gil has been telling me for the last 6 months about how his business is different. And to see that. So when Gil reached out to me and said, hey, we want to go one step further. We want to get some blankets, some hats, some scarves, socks, you know, things that we all take, you know, for granted. And of course, right. I know you don't with all your tremendous work you do with the Salvation Army.
Thank you.
But to say, hey, we want to do it. So of course, you know, I ring up old Spencer here, young Spencer. You can't see him.
Young guy, old guy. Yeah, I'll take it all.
Young man, but between
wise in years.
Yeah, exactly. But between us and we know, a lot in the car community, and we've been really kind of fortunate that some of our businesses have been essential businesses.
Sure.
So the first thing is, well, how do we collect these items?
Right.
Because the cool part is, we have an opportunity for people to donate these items. As the boxes fill up, and all the boxes were donated by Dion's, because there are kids, there are youth that are out there that are homeless as well.
True.
This is not, you know, I mean, they've, you know, the homeless people, yes, there are some that are out there with mental illness, but some of them have lost family. You know, I mean, they're here. They don't have any family locally. Some of them, you know, it just, you know, COVID related, you know, lost their home. There's all kinds of reasons why, other than just, you know, I mean, mental illness, that people are on the street.
Sure.
And so basically you have an opportunity to go to any Salmons here in Albuquerque. You could go to any Car Crafter. So there's something like 9 locations of Salmon, including, they even got a box down in Bosque Farms. You've got, you know, 6 locations of Car Crafters, actually 5, because I think one's a commercial. Anyway, we're going to have Spencer get it all right at this point, but also in the Napa Auto Parts stores. I mean, these are all essential businesses. So you can go in and drop off your items. You know, we'll wear a mask, drop your items, and then they call directly to the security company. Company comes and picks it up, and then they go directly to the homeless people. There's no middleman. There's no management, you know, percentage off the top or anything like this. This is just, you know, from your hands to them.
That is awesome.
And it's
people
a tremendous
people,
opportunity.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's excellent. I love that idea. I love that story, because unfortunately, as business owners out there, when there's homeless individuals who are just quite honestly looking for a warm place to sit, maybe rest for a while, maybe a cup of water or a little bit of food, this gives them the opportunity to share the kindness and use the word humanity. And I love that, because in the end, we're all human. We all need a little bit of that human kindness, that touch to maybe put a smile on our face.
Right.
And that's kind of the mental picture you painted. I was going to ask you, Spencer, you're the creative director of Advance On-Site Protection Security. Again, I love the concept, because you're kind of, for lack of a better analogy, you're killing two birds with one stone. You're really making an impact in an individual's life while also providing the security for either a home or a business. So I love that. But the one thing that I think Albuquerque faces and with homelessness is also the need to provide them with food, with clothing, with warmth, and things of that nature. Now, you're in charge of the creative. As a creative director, how do you reach out, and how do you reach those individuals for both who are looking for security, but also who are willing to help those who are in need?
Well, a lot of the great local businesses here in Rio Rancho and Albuquerque have brought that together and made that a possibility. We couldn't do what we're doing here with this Advance It Forward campaign without the help of Napa Auto Parts, Salmon's Do-It-Yourself Centers, and Car Crafters, along with Dion's donating the boxes. And then a lot of the local radio stations have pitched in, too, to help us spread the word to all these places, which has been a huge help. It really does take an army. There's currently 2,551 homeless people in New Mexico right now. That's the current population.
Wow.
So as we might not be able to reach every single one of them, it's important to try to get out there and do what we can, especially during these cold winter months. And that's why we are asking people from now until December 31st to donate coats, gloves, socks, blankets, sleeping bags, anything that you think could help keep someone warm this winter. Go over to these Napa Auto Parts, Salmon's and car crafters and try to donate something to help them out. And as Dave said earlier, it's direct. Security on Demand, they're the ones picking these items up from each of these locations. There's 18 locations to be exact. And they're going to be directly distributing these to the people in need. So they won't have a window to wait. These guys will get them and girls will get these items before Christmas, perhaps, and will have them for the long December, January, February, for these really cold months. And that's the coolest thing about this campaign.
Yeah, and we know that because of where we live, at night the temperature can drop dramatically, and that's where a lot of folks could get ill, sick, and could really utilize and use the blankets and the help. Spencer, I love the idea of giving the items to the homeless. Does that mean that the security officers carry them inside their cars, and as they drive up to somebody, they hand it out? Is that how that works directly?
Yeah, Security on Demand, for 15 years they've been doing this, where they are here to help people. Although their job often does include having to ask someone to leave an area that's considered trespassing, they're there to help these individuals too. That's why they've been carrying sack lunches with them for every single call, and just in case they find that person in need. And that's going to carry over for this program as well. They're going to have these items with them. So if they see somebody that needs them, they're able to get it to them right away. There's no waiting period. These homeless people, they don't need to find a way to get to a location in Albuquerque. That's another great thing about it is Security on Demand services, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque, Bosque Farms, all these places. So you're able to go to them instead of having them find a way to get to you. So that's the coolest part about this too.
I love that idea, because then they're out in the streets and they're out making stops. And of course, the more you're out driving, you know, the more you're indoors, out of sight, out of mind. But the more you're outdoors, that becomes top of mind awareness, where you're meeting and you're talking to and you're interacting with individuals. And instead of coming off somebody who's being disgruntled, you're sharing a kindness to them and showing them the love and the compassion of who we are as Albuquerqueans. And I just think that's a great idea. And I appreciate you, Swope, bringing this to my attention. Now, during the next segment, we're going to have Gil Chavez, who's the owner and operator of Advanced On-Site Protection Security. I just think that's a great way for us to kind of get his idea and how he came up with this idea of being able to share with individuals. Swope, we got about a minute left. Again, if you don't mind, how can folks participate in giving to individuals? I know you mentioned the different stores. Is there any way they could help out online as well?
Well, and there's a Facebook page, and actually Spencer could speak to that better, because, you know, us old guys, we don't know the social media quite as well. But if you use the hashtag #AdvanceItForward, and of course you go to the OPS Security.
Yeah, the Facebook is at AOS Protection You Deserve, and then Instagram and Twitter are going to be the same, at AOSP Security.
Excellent. Well, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to get Gil Chavez on the line so we could talk a little bit about his ideas and his passion in creating advanced on-site protection. Thank you so much, guys. We appreciate it, Spencer and Dave. We'll be back after this short message.
Now, let's get back on point with David Dominguez.
And welcome back, folks. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. If you missed the first segment, we're speaking to Spencer Hill, the creative director at Advanced On-Site Protection Security, as well as David Swope, who's the host of New Mexico Motorsports Report, whom you'll be hearing here in a few minutes, kicking off his show. But on the line, we have Gil Chavez. Gil Chavez is the owner and operator of it, Advanced On-Site Protection Security. And Gil, welcome to the show. We were talking in the first segment the creative way that you have approached security for both commercial and individual security, but also with the compassion and passion for those who are hurting and for the homeless who are seeking or needing shelter, seeking warmth, maybe just hunger and food. And a lot of times we see homeless individuals going to fast food restaurants who all they want is a glass of water or you know, some fries or something just to kind of provide sustenance. And you've kind of taken this concept and you combined them into one. Tell us, Gil, how did this come about? It's just such a great way to reach out to individuals.
Okay, so yeah, so I am retired law enforcement, and so we started our company back in 2007, and you know, through the years we you know, we've secured homes, we've secured businesses, and what we've noticed that through the years that a lot of the problems that our businesses, especially the businesses we're facing, were problems with people who were living out on the streets, coming onto the property, trespassing, and either causing problems either through vandalism or just kind of maybe staying on the property, you know, maybe trying to get water from the water faucets, maybe if they did have electronic devices that they were trying to use the outlets near the buildings to be able to, you know, power up their devices. So we knew this was a problem, and, you know, being former law enforcement, I kind of knew the numbers, why it took so long for the police to respond to these type of calls. You know, they prioritize their calls for emergency type situations. So there was nothing really there for these businesses to be able to lean on, to be able to have a response to deal with these type of issues. So we started our a service called Security on Demand, where a client can hire us for a monthly fee, and then we would respond to these businesses with high-level trained officers. Some are not former law enforcement officers. So we had two forms of responders, a highly trained security officer who is a level two, and then we also have retired law enforcement officers who are armed and could respond to different type of situations. But as we were taking these calls, we started noticing, you know, that a lot of this was from people that were out on the street, and we just kind of felt that, you know, hey, we were profiting from this problem that's happening in our city. And so we decided that we were going to give back. So we give back from our security demand. We try to pass out every month that it increases. We just pass out meals, and that's how it kind of started.
That is amazing. I love that concept. And really, I think it'll, and you could speak to this, but I'm sure it de-escalates the situation, right?
We've seen a lot of amazing things. We've actually, we get a lot of thank yous from the homeless population. We get a lot of God bless yous, and believe it or not, they recognize our vehicles. We even been told by them, you know, we thank you so much for treating us with respect. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't eat today. A lot of times, they just wait. Even some of the officers who do not pass out the meals, because I have certain officers that pass out the lunches, but they tell me, you know what, they're waving us. They're waving us hi. And so it's a good feeling that, you know, that we're able to help out in a small way.
It kind of goes back to the concept of community policing in terms of getting to know who your community is and interact with your community and being able to really show, and David Swope had used the term, just that humanity that I think we all crave to some degree or another and need, especially during these holiday times. So I want to say on behalf of the radio station and our listeners, Gil, we appreciate the work that you do, and really it's something that impacts a lot of individuals in New Mexico and Albuquerque, and so thank you from the bottom of my heart. I just think that's a great way to do business, being able to give back to individuals. Now, Gil, one more question I wanted to ask you, and that is in your daily interaction, and Swope did say that he shared a story of a homeless woman who ran up to a car seeking meal. So you guys are being recognized as somebody who helps in the community. But in your daily action with individuals, how is it that folks can help you out, and what can they do to participate or maybe they want to hire you as a security service, whether it's an individual or a business, how can we get in touch with you, and what can we do to come alongside you to make a bigger impact?
Right. So, of course, you know, we're just one company, and, you know, we're trying our best to do what we can do. But if we can get the community, and we have the officers out there that can pass out different things that the homeless community, I mean, socks, blankets, sleeping bags, things like that, that when we're out there passing out meals, that we can also ask them if they are in need of any of these items. That would definitely help out a lot. And then, of course, like I said, how we determine how much that we're giving out each month is just the growth of that side of our business. So as we start picking up more and more accounts of businesses and homes, that's going to allow us to be able to, you know, give out more lunches and you know, provide more for the people out there.
So you guys are using a percentage basis to help, give back essentially to community.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. That is great. And of course, right before you came on, Spencer Hill, who's the creative director, was talking about currently they'll be doing a drive. You could go to Salmon's, you could go to Car Crafters, you could go to Napa, which are some of the places where folks could drop off. And what was that again, Spencer, some of the items that you listed?
Yeah, so just as Gil was touching on, these winter months are really tough for those people in need. So any coats, gloves, socks, blankets, sleeping bags, even hats, beanies, anything like that that you think might keep someone a little bit more comfortable during these winter months, we're doing a drive right now with the hashtag Advance It Forward campaign, and we're going to be getting those to the people in need this winter.
That is excellent. And Gil, is in terms of food and how you gather food, do you need donations for food, or is there a way our listeners could help with that as well?
So right now we're providing all the food, and we are giving it out to people who are volunteering. Now, we couldn't do that without our volunteers who, out of their own time, we have teams out there that are preparing these sack lunches for
us.
That's
awesome.
So, you know, we'll go up there and pick up these sack lunches, and then we bring them into the office every single day, and then we start distributing them. So, yes, that would help. Like, we're one company, but, like I was telling Spencer and David, that if we can get several companies and get together and we go out there, we could make a huge difference in our community.
Well, as I had mentioned, Dave, and glad to have you on, Gil, as I had mentioned, just being able to provide those items, because as you know, with your work with the Salvation Army, COVID has impacted us in so many different ways. Being able to align with these essential businesses to where you can give an item and it can get directly to them. I know a lot of around food, donated food. Where does it come from? How's it been handled? So it's almost the best opportunity right now to stay the COVID compliant, is to go to one of these locations and drop it off.
Right.
And, you know, as we move forward and as we're able to get more alignment with some businesses, I'm sure there'll be an opportunity where, we could accept cash to fund some of this, but because of COVID and some of those challenges, the best way to be involved right now is to donate some items. We have 18 locations, with having the alliance with Salmon's, Car Crafters, Napa. I mean, there's almost nowhere in Albuquerque that doesn't have one of those businesses.
Sure.
Believe me, Spencer and I were driving around dropping off the boxes the other day, and he hasn't asked me for some reimbursement on some gas yet, but I think that's probably coming. But I want to share one story. I don't have you much time, but the enthusiasm from the employees at these businesses, they're
huge.
Like, well, I didn't know my company was doing this. Well, can
That's
I,
awesome.
You know, and I had one of the ladies yesterday, she said, can I donate? You know, somebody at work there. And I'm like, absolutely. Just put it in the box and, you know, just call Gil. Gil will dispatch one of his guys and boom, it might even be on the street that afternoon. Where else can that happen?
Right.
No, right?
I mean,
where
you cut out all the red tape.
Exactly.
As you mentioned, it goes from the donor directly to those who are in need. And there's no better way to transfer that. Yep, there's no middleman. And as you mentioned, Dave, one of the things that we've been working on is with the advent of COVID, unfortunately, the Good Shepherd had done a radiothon not too long ago. And of course, you remember where they were talking about how, because people have lost their jobs, because people have faced hard times economically, there's the number of homeless, individuals is expected to go up. And that's kind of a scary thing, to think of. But this is where we can, take a proactive approach and say, look, folks, we want to partner with Advanced On-Site Protection. We want to partner with Gil. We want to get them, the items that they need. You know what? Maybe during my Christmas shopping, I'll pick up an extra jacket or two, or if socks are on sale, you know, grab an extra pack or gloves or scarves and, take them down to a Napa, to a Salmon's, or to a Car Crafters. And, you know, it gives us, it's a teaching moment for us, not only as adults, but also to teach our children, really the spirit of Christmas and giving and helping those who are in need. And I just, again, Gil, what an amazing story you have and the ability to reach out. We have a couple of minutes, Gil. I'd like to, let you share some of your final thoughts on the program about what you guys are doing.
Yes. Well, of course, you know, this is a lot of ideas, and I give a lot of credit to both Spencer and David. You know, they've kind of heard my passion and our company's passion, and they've kind of wanted to, we're not doing it to get any credit for it or not. That's not what we're doing here. And a lot of security companies out there, when they advertise, David said it best, you know, they advertise fear. And if you don't use our company, you know, you're going to get broken into. And that's not something that where our heart is at is that we're out there to help people. And whether that is a business owner or a homeowner or somebody out on the street, I just think through my years in the military and the years that I did with the police department, you mentioned community-based policing. We need to get back to that. And our police department doesn't have the manpower to do that community-based policing. And that's a shame. But maybe we could do it through a private security company. Maybe we can make a difference.
Well, thank you so much, Gil. I really do appreciate it. And I appreciate your heart and your passion. You could hear it in your voice. Gil, what's a good number folks could call if they just want to find out more information, or what's a website?
So our office number is area code 505-897-1307. And then let me look at one of my business cards because I changed it just recently, not too long ago.
Yeah, no,
so
excellent.
Let me get this one right here. So, and they can reach us at www.advanceosps.com.
Advanceosps.com. Gil Chavez, thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you, owner-operator of Advanced On-Site Protection Security, as well as Spencer Hill, who is the creative director, and, of course, David Swope, New Mexico Motorsports Report. We appreciate you guys. The show is coming to an end. And, folks, again, if you want to go support, stop by Napa or Car Crafters, Salmon's, and drop off your donated items. Coming up next, New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope.
Thank you for listening to On Point with your host, David Dominguez. If you have comments, suggestions, or to get more information on topics or guests, visit On Point at 1017theteam.com.